morning to you.
Good morning, Darren, Jane and guests. Yes, we're in sunny Spain, south of Valencia, would you believe? And we've travelled through those wonderful, wonderful olive groves around Valencia. So now down on the coast, went for a walk on the beach this morning, Darren and Jane, along the beautiful Mediterranean coast. With a bit of sunshine on our backs. It's wonderful.
Spain is a great country, isn't it? And it's a big, big country filled with vines and, as you say, olives. And what about those wonderful orange trees in these? That they have them as avenues, street tree plantings.
That's right, Jane. And what really got me was as we're riding along, we're going through the foothills, and you see the terraces that have been there for hundreds and hundreds of years that have got Valencia and different olive orange trees growing on them, and also some of the olive trees, it has to be hundreds of years old looking at the trunks of them. It's really quite amazing, and we've got olive groves and all that in Australia, but nothing can compare to these old trees.
And the climate, how much warmer has it been down in Spain compared to other Europe, you know, for riding a bike especially?
Well, there, it's been 7 degrees up with maximum temperature in Paris about 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And today it was 19 degrees down here, and we rode through the beautiful Pyrenees Mountains coming down from France into Spain through Barcelona. And it was noticeably different in about half a day, I suppose. The different temperature, and even walking around Barcelona, we spent a fair bit of time going around the streets of Barcelona, which is just a wonderful city, and no jumper for a change, which is marvellous.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah. You've been spending more on tolls, on road tolls, than you have on petrol, is that right? What?
That's very true, Darren. I couldn't believe it. We got on a road going south out of Barcelona, and you take a ticket out of the toll booth and you ride down this road, and we did just on 400 kilometres, and it cost us €38 for a motorbike.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
That's about $50-$60 or something. Wow.
Getting up there, and the bike for 400 kilometres would cost us maybe €30 to fill up to that level.
Gee. We don't know how lucky we are.
Well, I hope the government don't get any smart ideas about raising tolls on roads like the GM Freeway.
And for sports fans, Daisy Thomas and, in the rugby world, Billy Slater, is it? He's been spotted over there, both of those guys. What are they doing?
They're over here shooting a commercial for some football boot, and they've been in Barcelona at the same time as us. I didn't bump into them, but apparently they entertained quite a few of the crowd down Las Ramblas, which is the main Barcelona.
Did you enjoy Barcelona? It is a sensational city. And did you get to the market in the Ramblas? Beautiful market there.
We went into the beautiful fruit and veggie market there, and the colours there. We took some great photographs of all the fruit on display, and obviously bought some of the goods and rolled down the street there towards the ocean there, Jane. It was just great. Really, really enjoyed it. And of course, the beautiful Gaudi buildings are in that city too, and the wonderful, wonderful cathedral.
It's sort of mind-boggling, isn't it, when you see how he designed it, and it looks like it's kind of going to fall down, but it's not. You know, everything sort of oozes out of it.
That's right, and it's so different to anything else you see. What a great architect from the 20th century, and he didn't live to see the completion of the cathedral, but
he got run over by a tram. He must have been sort of in his own little daydream, and poor old Gaudi just was squished by a tram.
The 109.
Yeah.
Well, walking around, looking at those wonderful buildings, I can see how that could easily happen.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Brian, now where are you off to this week?
Well, we're going to head back up into the mountains, into the Pyrenees, and take in some of the great roads up in the foothills and heading north. We've got to go north back to London to fly the bike out to South Africa. So, it's back into the cold weather, unfortunately, for us.
Oh, that's right. I was speaking to a mate of mine who rides, and he wanted to know, do you have heated grips?
Oh, yes, Darren. Heated grips are fantastic on a bike.
Oh, yeah.
We've bumped into a lot of people with heated clothing now, as the guy over here.
Oh, really?
Heated socks and gloves.